You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Desi Leidick and Michael Costa.
To get into, Russia meddles in its own election, spring break might be broken, and when life gives Elon Musk lemons, he fires them. But first, let's get into our ongoing coverage of Indecision 2024. Trump has had a good week. He sealed the GOP nomination. One of his 54 trials was postponed. And he just figured out you can Google boobs. The man should be on top of the world, but some of his close friends in the right-wing media are concerned.
And I know you have supporters, friends, family. They say it's lonely at the top. And I'm actually curious, is it ever lonely for you?
Ridiculous question for a journalist to ask. Of course he's not lonely. He saw his wife just 6 months ago. Walter Cronkite over here. Trump answered this question the way he answers every question by saying whatever was on the top of his mind at that moment.
I study history, and I was always told that Andrew Jackson, as a president, was treated the absolute worst. He was just really lambasted. And I heard Abraham Lincoln was second, but he was in a thing called the Civil War. I don't care, Andrew Jackson or anybody else, nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of bad.
Yes, in terms of badly, Trump has been treated the badliest. Although maybe Lincoln was treated a little bit worse, what with being shot in the head and all, but I mean, I doubt he was on his deathbed saying, at least I didn't have a pee tape rumor.
That's good point. And by the way, how mistreated could Andrew Jackson have been? The man's on the $20 bill. I use that bill every day. It's the one I give to the homeless. I asked for $19 back, but that's not the point. I mean, plus, back then, even if the press wrote a horrible story about you, half the country was illiterate, you know? Honey, did you see that article about Andrew Jackson? No, I can't read. I can't read either. Well, then why'd we buy this newspaper? I mean, let's move on. Because not all the influential, powerful men in the world have been getting such easy questions this week.
This morning, a high-profile deal between two unlikely partners imploding. After a confrontational interview between former CNN anchor Don Lemon and Elon Musk turned tense during a taping of the new The Don Lemon Show that was supposed to debut next week on Musk's platform X.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
I don't have to answer his questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people, do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
Hours later, Lemon says he received a short text from Musk that read, contract is canceled.
Ooh. Now, To be fair to Elon, though, you never really expect to hire someone and immediately be asked about the Jewish great replacement theory. Usually want to wait for the Christmas party to do that, but... I'm sorry, between Trump and Elon, when did all these macho men become such pussies? You know, aren't you the ones who complain about the snowflakes and liberal victimhood? When Elon bought Twitter, he was like, this is free speech town square, baby. And then then anytime somebody criticizes him, he's like, the town square is closed for repairs. This is terrible. Teddy Roosevelt's critics shot him during a speech, and he didn't even go to the hospital. Which shows, one, how tough he is, and two, how terrible healthcare was back then. But look, these alpha males today get one tough question, and they start whining like my kid when I tell him he can't watch Cars 2 for the 8th time today. Daddy, it's not fair. Well, you know what else isn't fair, son? It's not fair that I, a grown man, know all the words to Cars 2. Yeah.
Very sad, Costa.
Yeah, it is.
Very sad. Let's move on to the big news in the travel industry. The guy at Boeing whose job it is to change the days without an incident sign got to stay home from work yet again.
This morning, an American Airlines Boeing 777 traveling from Dallas to Los Angeles forced to make an emergency landing after reports of mechanical problems. This video capturing the moment the plane carrying 249 people touched down at LAX airport with a possible flat tire. This comes on the heels of several other incidents on Boeing planes in recent days. On Monday, hydraulic fluid began leaking from the bottom of this Boeing 777. Boeing failed dozens of FAA audits with nearly 100 instances of non-compliance after that door plug flew off a 737 MAX 9 in January.
Boeing, what is going on with you? There should be no leaking fluids on planes. Unless you were the guy on the diarrhea plane. He's grandfathered in. He can leak anywhere he wants. At this point, Boeing's competitors barely even need PR departments. They look so good for doing just the bare minimum. Airbus, we don't have any screws left over in the bag.
Nice.
To say, at this point, I'm just done with Boeing airplanes. Back to cruise ships for me, where nothing bad ever happens.
Well, you know who's not worried about Boeing, Desi? Me. All right? Yeah. A door fell off and there was a leak. But guess what? The plane still landed. Boeing should be advertising that. Boeing. We forgot some screws, but you still made it to Tampa. They agree. You know what's way less safe than flying? Taking a car to the airport. My driver this morning passed a semi-truck by cutting through a playground. So, no, I'm not worried about Boeing. The truth is, even with the doors falling off, air travel is still the safest way to get around. So, yeah, I'm going to keep flying. I even flew here today from Brooklyn. So, I don't mind if a door flies off now and then. In fact, I wouldn't mind if a few more doors flew off. If more people were scared of flying, I could get through security a hell of a lot faster. I've got all the things. Pre-check, global entry, clear, clear plus with ads. And I'm still waiting 15 minutes for a guy to fold up his stroller for the first time in his life. And if you disagree, too bad, because planes are the only game in town. What, I'm not gonna fly to Vegas for my college buddy's fantasy football draft? Grow up.
Let's move on to some international news, because the U.S. isn't the only country having an election this year.
Russians will head to the polls for 3 days beginning Friday to vote in a presidential election. That has Vladimir Putin seeking a fifth term. President Putin is urging voters to cast ballots as a show of patriotism.
Every vote you cast is valued and meaningful. Therefore, I urge you to exercise your right to vote.
You heard Vladimir Putin. Every vote in this Russian election is valued and meaningful, which is why the winner of this race is completely up in the air.
That's right. Anything can happen, Desi.
That's
so,
right.
Of course, we're going to go all out with a complete team coverage in another installment of Democracy 2024. The Election Center with Ronnie Chang. what are the results showing so far?
Oh, it's a tight race, Michael. Let's look at the map here. The red areas are where Putin is winning so far. He's doing well with urban voters, farmers, dead people with college degrees, and women inside of larger women inside of larger women.
All right. Sounds like he's doing great. Can we just call the race for him?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? Take a look at this area right here, just outside of Moscow, okay? You can see he's in real danger of falling below 99% in this region. So we're gonna have to watch that as the night progresses. I mean, it's democracy, anything can happen.
Ronnie, I think that 1% just went down to 0%.
Oh, wow. It did. What a comeback for Putin. I told you, anything can happen.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. Great analysis. All right. For a look at the situation on the ground, let's go live to Moscow with some fresh exit polls and Troy Iwata. Troy, what are you learning?
Desi, we're learning a lot about why Russians are so drawn to Vladimir Putin. Listen to these exit poll results. First, 94% of voters said they did not want to accidentally fall out of a window. And 96% said they did not want to be poisoned. So those are the top two issues, third being Putin's age.
Okay, so voters are worried about Putin being too old.
No, they're saying Putin is so robust for a 71-year-old that he might do too good a job. You know, also the falling out of a window thing. They can't emphasize that enough.
Yes. I can see how that would be a concern. How much longer are the polls open?
Until 9 p.m. And Russian officials are telling voters, if you're in line, stay in line or there will be consequences.
Okay. Well, thank you, Troy. I mean, geez, of course. You know, Putin was not running unopposed. So let's go to the opposition's election night party with Grace Kuhlenschmidt.
It's grim. There's no music, no food. We're on an ice floe in the East Siberian Sea, and it's a cash bar.
Wait, you're on an ice floe? That doesn't sound like you're at a party.
Well, it's less of a party and more of a floating prison. But whether we live or die out here, it's still less depressing than the Hillary 2016 parties.
Oh. Okay, good luck. And finally, let's go to the Putin victory party at the Kremlin with Jordan Klepper.
Yeah. Jordan, you've been to a lot of political rallies. How does this compare?
It's great, Michael. No notes. What a win for democracy.
Really? You're not going to do that thing where you talk to the kooks who are blindly faithful to their party leader?
No, Michael. Everybody is normal here, and I have no reason to question or subversively mock anyone, okay? Putin 2024.
Russia's a free and open democracy. Speak your mind. Let's hear some cutting barbs.
Are you trying to get me killed? Hey, Privyet, Mr. President. 6 more years. 600 more years. Yes. Good luck in November.
Wait, he has another election this November.
Oh, a big one. Just not in Russia.
In action.
So true. When we come back, spring break. Don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Break. Yeah. The most exciting week of the year for college students and gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea, not that bad. Of course, one of the hottest spring break destinations is Florida, where the beaches are as bountiful as the meth dealers. But in recent years, the fun has been getting dangerously out of hand, and one Florida city has had enough.
Miami Beach is breaking up with spring break.
Shutting down spring break in Miami?
This year, city officials told those spring breakers to go somewhere else.
Restrictions including the closing of the beach at 6 p.m. and liquor stores at 8.
To drive the message home, a public service announcement that's gone viral. Miami Beach telling rowdy spring breakers, it's not us, it's you.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase.
Miami is shutting down spring break? Where else will college students be able to get alcohol poisoning and have terrible sex with each other? And who is Miami to get upset with spring break? One in three people there is a DJ. Are they like, keep it down, I'm trying to be super loud over here?
Now, because of the crackdown, many students have decided to go to Fort Lauderdale instead of Miami. But that's not a good idea either, because one, it's Fort Lauderdale, and two, the cops there are hassling spring breakers in a way that might even be worse.
Spring break descending on Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with huge crowds flocking there after Miami put in strict curfews and restrictions. But Fort Lauderdale police are turning the festivities into a possible job offer.
We're out here just spreading the message that we're recruiting right now actively for police officers.
Sing-alongs, trivia games, Fort Lauderdale police having fun with spring breakers.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, you got your thinking caps on? You ready to go?
Obviously, they don't have their thinking caps on. Then they'd get a thinking cap tan line. But I'm sorry, do you know how bad your spring break has to be to want to become a cop afterwards? Usually when college students get blackout drunk, they wake up with a penis sharpie on their face. These kids are waking up like, why do I have a police badge?
How do you even try to convince spring breakers to become cops? Are you just like walking down the beach? You guys are in good shape. Would you be willing to get out of shape?
Hey, I see you're blowing all your parents' money. How'd you like to blow an entire city's money?
So you're not solving a murder at the moment. Would you like to get paid to not solve a murder?
I notice you've been sitting doing nothing for 6 straight hours. You want to keep doing that, but with a gun?
Crushed a lot of beer today. Want to keep doing that, but with a gun?
Of course, if you don't want to, good job, Desi. Of course, if you don't want to go to Florida, there are literally hundreds of other fun, there's one other fun place for you to go on spring break, and that's New Orleans. And to prove the Big Easy still knows how to party, here's Fox News with a major scoop.
I had the opportunity to talk to one lady yesterday, a young lady. She's a senior at Texas Tech. And she told me, when I asked her what does she do to prep for spring break, she says she applies her bronzer and then she does cocaine. And that really goes to the heart of this.
That's some story. She applies the bronzer before she does the line of coke. She wants to look good before she gets high.
I've never heard it before.
Right?
That's crazy. And she admitted that.
Oh, stop. I mean, this isn't the first time Fox has talked to someone who's abusing bronzer and cocaine. They've been covering the Trumps for 9 years. Hey!
Hey!
Yeah! Take it. At least she's doing it in the right order. I mean, this one time, I snorted bronzer and applied cocaine, and it totally ruined my grandmother's funeral. But the point is, spring break can be risky. People are abusing drugs. They're getting into trouble. They're considering careers in law enforcement. It's frightening stuff. And, and that's why, for the sake of yourself and for your future kids, drop out of college. It's the only way you can avoid spring break altogether.
That's great advice, Michael. Stick around, because when we come back, Renee Elise Goldsberry is here.
That's right.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And singer who stars in the comedy series Girls 5 Eva, now on Netflix. Please welcome Renee Elise Goldsberry.
Tony Award-winning Broadway star of Musical, The Lion King, Rent, The Color Purple.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Hamilton.
Did I miss Hamilton?
You did.
Oh my God.
I suck at this job.
I love that you missed
it.
Right there.
It says right here.
I love that you missed it.
We missed it. And Girls 5 Eva. Season 3, dropping now, today.
Today, it drops today on Netflix. This
show is honestly one of my favorite comedy shows of all time. It is so, so funny. There are so many jokes per minute. You almost have to watch each episode multiple times to try to catch everything. And your character is so funny. She's the total standout.
Thank you. It's easy to say when I'm here by myself, but thank you so much.
Everyone in it is very talented, but you have some of the funniest lines.
Thank you.
The entire show.
The show is very dense. We call it JPM dense, jokes per minute.
Yep. Jokes per minute.
We showed that clip that you just saw at the premiere, and everyone missed the third joke because they were laughing at the first one. That's just how funny it is. You have to watch it several times, which is good because it's streaming. Yep.
Yes!
Yeah.
So you get it. It's really a dream come true of a job. We laugh hysterically. I just spent the entire night putting together my BTS reel to post on Instagram because now I can, and I just remembered how much joy we have.
Aww.
It's so fun.
It's the season 3 is coming out now, but you did season 1 and season 2 before that. Tell people, if they didn't catch it when it first came out,
what it's about.
What is the show about?
Wouldn't you like to know? Girls 5 Eva is about a one-hit wonder group, pop group from the 90s, who discovers in present day that their one hit has been sampled by a rap star. And so they decide that they are back. In the first season, they decide they're going to stay together. In the second season, they make an album called Returnity. And in the third season, they go on tour. That's what's hot and new. All 3 seasons are on Netflix, but the third season is hot and new. You find us in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
We've written a song. It's called Tap Into Your Fort Worth. We do it because we discovered it.
There it is.
Come on.
That's the Tony. That's the Tony right there.
No, we basically discovered there's a hole in the market. It's like the biggest city that doesn't have a song about it.
Yeah. So, I wonder why.
So you make a song called Tap Into Your Fort Worth, and you find us in the beginning of season three, killing in Fort Worth.
She was also in Hamilton.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, because this show is frustratingly funny and seems at ease. However, how are you reading the jokes in the script and then saying, here's what I'm going to bring to it? I mean, is it the actors adding things, or is that all in the script? I mean, there's so many jokes in this thing, it makes me angry.
I know.
So is that you? Is it the script? Is it all? Is it everybody working together? Is it improvising? What is it?
It starts with, well, you know, actually, it's funny that you mentioned Hamilton, because it reminds me of that.
You were in Hamilton.
I was.
Yeah.
I say it as often as I possibly can. Yeah. It's sometimes you find yourself in a perfect storm. The writers are brilliant. It's Meredith Scardino and Tina Fey. It's anybody like 30 Rock? Anyone ever? It's that team of writers and producers. There's the greatest just design team. We have all these wonderful songs. Let me tell you about the cast. Sarah Bareilles, Paula Pell, Busy Phillips. There's a lot of flashbacks between the 90s and today so that we can just kind of figure out what went wrong. There was a lot that kind of went wrong in the 90s that we weren't aware of. Sometimes it's fun to just kind of tap into the misogyny of these pop groups in the 90s.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
You are to blame. No, it's true. And you do touch on all of that. Women, when you look back on how female pop stars were treated in the 90s and the early aughts, it's like, it's atrocious.
It is. I actually was that. And I was definitely in my 20s in the 90s trying to be a pop star. I didn't even have one hit. So I'm actually kind of proud of this group, but I had no idea. I used to be in a group that was trying to get signed, and we had a song called Yes You Can, Yes You Can Find You a Good Man, but when you do, you gotta treat him right. Make sure your love is out of sight now. Now, I mean, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could write about something other than finding a good man.
That's
what we get to do on this show. Sarah Bareilles plays the character Dawn, and we know that she's a brilliant Grammy Award winning songwriter, but it's fun to watch her try to figure out how to write songs badly on this show.
Your character is she's so incredibly confident and really demands the attention of everyone in the room, almost to the point where she's sort of a little deranged.
Obnoxious.
Almost deranged.
She is very
just shy.
Self-obsessed.
Just shy of it. But on the paper, it could read like that, but you have a way of making her so relatable and endearing, and you root for her. How do you do that?
Well, I root for her. It's funny. I think our experience with anything is really about our perspective in the moment. Right now, I am a woman of a certain age who would love to have a pop album, who would love to try to make it, but I'm always looking at myself like, that's a ridiculous thing to ask at this age, to be a bubblegum pop star at 50 years old. That seems ridiculous to ask. And I love the fact that I'm on the show where someone is trying. I love the fact that this crazy group of people gives themselves the license to dream. It's really more than funny in that way. So she's very obnoxious. She's very self-centered. She's the reason why the group broke up the first time. but you know, it helps you realize, you know, no matter how bad you mess up, you have an opportunity for a second shot. We can understand why anybody, that ambition is so strong, it makes you want to root for them.
That's one of my favorite parts of these characters, is they make fun of themselves, but they still dream and they aspire. And my question for you is that you in real life as well? And how do we keep aspiring?
How do we keep aspiring?
Right? And I had this question and people said, Michael, are you going to ask her that silly question? And I said, I want to know how I'm going to keep aspiring.
Because you are a dreamer.
Can I sing my song?
Yes, you can!
They're optimistic, yet doing they are aware of their faults, and I love it. So
how do you keep aspiring? First of all, I think that's the beauty. You surround yourself with people that don't laugh at you.
Right.
Unless it motivates you to be laughed at, because that works too.
There you go.
But you surround yourself by people that are trying to do what you're doing. I think that's hugely important, and you have to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And what I love about the character Wiki, I love that she just has these audacious ideas. In season 3 of Girls 5 Eva, she books them a gig at Radio City Music Hall on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah. Big swings, yes. Right? She takes big swings.
All the money they've made to do this. It's obnoxious. It's ridiculous. Like, you kind of need somebody out there that takes big swings because it's either going to decimate you or you're going to pull something off and move forward.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's inspiring.
Do you have situations in your own life where you meet a challenge and you have to channel your inner Wiki Roy? Because I sometimes would love to be able to channel Wiki Roy.
I put on a lot of hair. I get somebody to put some eyelashes on. No, I actually turned the show on, believe it or not. That sounds so obnoxious.
I love that.
That's so obnoxious. Like, you know, I feel bad today. I'm going to turn myself on television.
Yeah.
But I actually am doing that this season because I just love the audacity of these women. I think it's super funny. We started doing the show in the middle of COVID when it was just good to be in breathing around other people.
Yeah.
I think we gave each other a lot of crazy messaging during the last couple of years because we had to survive, and that was distance means safety.
Right.
I think this show proves that that's not true, and I just feel when I look at these women that it's okay to have a license to dream. I think it's okay to be ridiculously ambitious. I think it's okay to join together with your friends at any age and sing harmony and dress alike.
You talked about wanting to be a pop star and that seeming ridiculous, but you have your own album coming out.
I do, soon. I do. It's coming out in 2024. I've been writing music for a long time. I've been a lyricist for a long time, and I've had the great privilege of being able to sing a lot of other people's lyrics, like Lin-Manuel Miranda's and Jonathan Larson's, and I was in Hamilton. Have I said that? Did you know? I'm excited about the audience that we have on our own at this stage of our lives. I'm excited about the fact that I actually have more followers than Girls 5 Eva, so why
nice.
Not try?
That's right.
But most importantly, I do believe that it's never too late to try something new. And there are women of every age that are killing it right now. I mean, look, there are just, I remember when we first started doing the show, Jennifer Lopez was doing pole dancing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that we are celebrating those women right now. We should be celebrating those women because they're inspiring us that it is never too late to have a country album, Beyonce.
Yes.
Right? It's never too late to reinvent yourself.
That's right. Well, you are an inspiration. You're so funny in the show. Congratulations on season 3. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Dream!
Be sure to check out all 3 seasons of Girls 5 Eva on Netflix. Renee Elise Goldsberry. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
That's our show for tonight.
And it's National Pi Day, as in pi the number.
14th day of the third month, 3, 1, and 4.
Not pi as in apple pie or pizza pie, but pi as in the mathematical constant 3.14.
Oh my God, there's pi everywhere.
There's pi everywhere.
There's pi everywhere.
Pecan pie. Oh, so many kinds of pies.
This is rhubarb.
Which I love.
We'll be all sugared up by 5:30.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.